There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Also outrageous, but in a good way. Three of the great plays you'll ever see from the Eagles. I mean, one in particular that was just on a totally different level. Let's go through them and then what the principal said about them after the game. Let's listen to Saquon's remarkable run, and then we'll get to what Saquon said about it. Here's Marilyn Mike. What a great call by Marilyn Mike on one of the greatest plays we have. Let's be honest. It's one of the greatest plays we've ever seen in Philly sports.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking, still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that. He did that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
I'm telling you, I'm voting for Mike Wick for drop of the week on Friday. I love, like, I mean, Merrill's part was great too, but yeah. Mike's part of that was so great as an announcer. Let's listen to Saquon after the game. Saquon talking about the play.
Take me through what was going through your mind when you left in the air.
I kind of just played ball, let go, and let my body just react. That play was cool and all. There's a lot of stuff that happened in the second half that got cleaned up, taking care of the ball and situational football, but that's the beauty of football. You got to have each other's backs, and the defense had my back today, and most importantly, we got the win.
All right, so that, of course, with the sideline report. You know what's weird about that broadcast yesterday? I don't remember this before. A sideline report right when the game is starting as the offense walks on the field. You guys notice that? Whoever had the ball first, like right as the game is about to start.
The Eagles had the ball first.
Whoever got it first, the Eagles, yeah. Like there was a sideline report. Anyway, it was a weird thing, but she did a good job. But anyway, that was CBS, obviously, with Saquon. All right, let's get to play number two that was just also bonkers. It's Jalen's throw, which was great, and Devontae's catch, which was even greater. Here is Jalen to Devontae. I'll set the stage this way. I was very not happy when that ball was through the air because my mindset was just check it down. You know, it's third and long. Get a field goal. Get a better field position for a field goal. So when that ball is going through the air, I was worried.
He lets these things fly, and it seems so unlikely that they'll connect. I was afraid for just the fact that he was letting loose that deep. It seemed unlikely.
Yeah, all right. Well, it did seem incredibly unlikely. Devontae with an all-time catch. Here it is.
Calcaterra moves to his right. Here goes Hurts. Going for the end zone. Devontae Smith, he caught it one-handed.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if
what
he stayed. He's
Smitty.
In! He's in!
Oh, my
one
goodness.
One hand! I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it and stayed in.
Smitty is unbelievable.
That's a good Truly. Call, too, man. I mean, seriously, the plays are the better thing, but Marilyn Mike's calls here, phenomenal. Let's listen to Devontae after the game talking about his catch.
What goes into allowing you to do that?
I think first off, you know, we do a,
out of catch circuit, and in our catch circuit is making those one-handed over-the-shoulder catches. So I think that's part of it, and I think me just having a good feel of where I'm at on the field, being aware when I'm close to the sideline, just really just, you know, letting my legs just go dead and just get ready to drag.
I mean, just a great job, man.
He's just so skilled. Is there anyone more skillful? There are some guys out there, like Marvin Harrison was an incredibly skillful wide receiver.
Yes, he was.
Like it's almost, I don't know, like my memory banks, it's almost like his, like, just pistons. His legs were pistons in and out.
I remember it. Chris Carter had some of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Some guys have it. It's a special gift for the precision of route running, where it doesn't, where they don't slow down in and out of breaks. And he's one of those guys. How do you cover that,
dude?
You can't.
Unbelievable. All right. So your reaction to all this? We're going to get to the third play, which obviously was the closer by Nakobe Dean. We'll get to that in a moment. James, what do you got?
Yeah, some good news. Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports reporting Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown, who left Sunday's game with a knee injury, avoided anything serious and is expected to be fine. So
that's
great. The report. Great news.
That is great news. My God, that's fantastic. All right, we'll get that line from 6.5 to 9. You know what I mean? Down in Dallas. All right, so listen, that is a big line, but obviously, I'm almost a little surprised the line's out, because sometimes
if you
don't know who the quarterback's going to be, sometimes a line doesn't get put out. I mean, that's risky. By the odds makers.
I would grab it. Honestly, grab it at 6.5 right now.
Who the quarterback's going to be?
Well, he's probably not going to play. Let's be real, guys. Hamstrings, rarely does a player play the next week. At least in this thing.
Why would he push it? They stink.
Well, there's season.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Their season's on the line. By the way, speaking of they stink, did you guys see Dak say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
On this, that was wild. Very clear what he was saying.
A little expletive in there.
Yeah.
And he does not think Dallas is a very good football team right now.
And the cameras caught him. All right. Cameras also caught, but I mean this in a good way, Nakobe Dean with an amazing catch. Let's listen to the moment. It is Nakobe saving the day. I mean, the Eagles were maybe going to lose, and Nakobe, what a great play.
Lawrence back. Lawrence looks, firing for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted Nakobe Dean! He picks it off from the end zone. No flags! The Eagles are going to escape.
He's going for the Ernest Johnson. Down the left side, Nakobe Dean, sticky coverage, as I just mentioned, and Nakobe Dean pulls it away from Johnson.
Nakobe Dean saved the game!
Tremendous. It really is. All right, and one more. Let's listen to Nakobe and then right back to all the calls. Nakobe after the game. And by the way, I'll just say, we've gotten to know him a little bit. Not too well, but a little bit. Great guy. Great guy, Nakobe Dean. Someone that is so easy for me to root for, and I think us to root for, when you know someone on a personal level and really like the person. And then obviously knowing his journey here had been very rocky in the first 2 years, very doubted heading into year 3. And guys, let's remember, he flat out beat out Devin White at training camp. Like, that wasn't really supposed to happen, but it happened.
Everyone needs to think back. N'Kobe Dean, in everyone's mind, was a bust.
100%. Like, is he even going to make the team?
Prior to this training camp, we were lamenting that pick. And after training camp, you know, like, Devin White still not playing. Like, wait, hold on. Like, Vic Fangio shows this unlikely confidence in N'Kobe Dean to the point where it's like, no, N'Kobe beat him. Vic Fangio told us just flat out, no, Devin White, it's not because he's injured or anything else.
Totally.
N'Kobe Dean is better than he is. He beat him out. N'Kobe is the starter. Yeah. And we're all sitting there like, whoa, that's not congruous with the N'Kobe Dean that we thought we had on this team, which was a guy who, you know, slipped in the draft into the third round, and we were like, well, I guess that's what he is.
Well, let's be real. He was
going to be a special teams guy. Maybe he can turn that into something a little more.
The biggest problem
is he looks like a stud who makes plays like a magnet.
I agree. And the biggest problem was he just wasn't good the first 2 years. Now, granted, last year he missed almost the whole year.
He was hurt a lot.
But not year one, and he didn't barely play. But when we saw him, including even preseason games, he just never jumped out.
No, he didn't.
He didn't ever jump out.
I don't know if it's he feels confidence in the scheme. Vic Fangio has tapped into something a little more now that we have our inside backers. He and Zach Bond, they kind of work as a unit. You know the way that they blitz a lot more often than we ever saw our inside linebackers blitz. I don't know how much freedom they have to mess with that, but it looks like they're having fun with that whole scheme.
I agree.
And Vic Fangio has brought the best out of them.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, let's get to N'Kobe after the game talking about his huge play.
I got beat on it in training camp against Kenny Gainwell. So I had a lot of... I've seen it quite a bit. I remember from college. Got beat on a couple times in practice, too. So I kind of was, like, waiting on it. It was an opportune time. It was a high red zone. They knew what we was in. They knew 3-by-1 when we at the end of the game. They got the read right, and I just had to make a play.
Did you expect that play, or did you kind of recognize it once the snap was off?
Once he stuttered and went up, I kind of was expecting that's the main route. Usually when somebody run that play on the offensive side of the ball, I remember after I got beat on it, talking to Kenny and Jalen in training camp, that's the primary route. So I knew that if he thought he liked the matchup, he was going to throw it.
I really like something he said there. After he got beat in training camp, he talked to Jalen and Kenny Gainwell so he could become better at it
that
and learn
cool.
from it. That's great.
I don't
that's
think
great.
That's something you always hear.
I totally agree, John.
I can't get over that degree of inner squad communication.
That's
normally
good.
You've got a lot more like offensive, defensive separation. There really is a separation with everything. The team meeting that starts the day is 2 minutes long, and then all of the rest of the activities are broken up offense, defense. And then even further from there to your individual groups.
Yeah. So, look, congrats to N'Kobe, not only on that play and a good game, but a tremendous bounce-back season. And in year three, he's someone that he looks pretty damn good.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.